truth first. Ultimate truth. When we accept facts, what is true and real in three-dimensional space and time, elephants have a trunk, apples fall down, 2 + 3 = 5, we can still be open to other perspectives. When we have understood the difference between perceptions, impressions, imagination, and factual reality, when we are willing to bear with discomforts, big and small, in favor of what is really true rather than what we wish were true, then we might be able to perceive ultimate truth. And now, here is my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. From The Little Prince. It doesn't have to take long, but it usually does. There is no requirement to have a teacher, but it helps if the teacher is truly able. The stronger one's intellect, the greater the hurdles, the greater the work required, and usually the greater the pride of knowledge or accomplishment that must be relinquished. Intellect can help, but it must be guided constantly by the reins of our soul. There is a reason that spiritual enlightenment is called enlightenment. Truth, like light, dispels darkness, ignorance, and fear, effortlessly, just by its nature. In the course of spiritual enlightenment, the light of truth shines on aspects of ourselves that were dark, crude, hidden. The light of intellect illumines our emotions and instincts, and we are moved to act truly human, humane, intelligent, compassionate, wise, balancing short-term benefits with long-term. Truth shows us that in the long term, immorality of any kind isn't worth it. Evil is actually extremely foolish. It prevents us from seeing mundane truth, and it prevents us from realizing ultimate truth. Truth does indeed set us free, first from delusion, then from immorality, and finally from illusion itself. Once one decides to seek ultimate truth, one discovers that the journey becomes easier and faster by eliminating baggage of resentment, condemnation, noxious habits of thought and body, beliefs, attachments, and unnecessary desires. Ultimate truth is beyond the intellect. It can be expressed in poetry, but any series of words falls short and becomes so lengthy that it's practically useless. The more we try to understand it intellectually, the less we do, because it cannot be understood. It can only be innerstood. My nature is the bliss of pure consciousness. Shankaracharya. The boy reached through to the soul of the world and saw that it was a part of the soul of God. And he saw that the soul of God was his own soul and that he, a boy, could perform miracles. Paulo Coelho, the Alchemist. In our progress toward ultimate truth, all sets of duality dissolve. We see that each set of seeming opposites, I and not I, light and dark, up and down, good and bad, yin and yang, dissolve or resolve into only one. There is neither creation nor destruction, neither destiny nor free will, neither path nor achievement. This is the final truth. Ramana Maharshi. The ultimate truth of oneness, non-duality, is only expressed with integrity when the speaker is actually in this state of consciousness. Jesus was clearly in this state of consciousness when he said, "I and the Father are one." Mystics in a state of oneness write poetry and dance in ecstasy. Krishna was in this state when he told a reluctant warrior to fight against evildoers because the soul is eternal and cannot be killed. But most people who read about this state of consciousness have not experienced it. In our three-dimensional space-time, opposites exist. We need them and work with them. It is at a higher level of awareness where they dissolve, a level that is beyond the mind and intellect, but which is reachable in consciousness. Believing in this non-duality, or even having experienced it temporarily, does not justify misapplication of higher truth to earthly life. We are all one, so I really didn't do anything to you. I'm not responsible. There is no good or bad, right or wrong. Everything is good. It doesn't matter what we do or don't do. There is no such thing as truth, so I can completely ignore that information. No one really owns anything, so it's impossible to steal. Besides, things aren't real. There is no doer and no deed, and thus no karma or law of karma. There are no consequences and there should be no punishments for anything. Duality exists in our three-dimensional realm, and oneness, non-duality, exists in others. Seemingly separate from you, I perceive all around the world, consisting of you, filled with your beloved. Upamanyu. And the truth shall set you free. John the Evangelist. Seeking ultimate truth is optional, but if we do want to perceive it, it's always there, all the time. It doesn't hide. We only need to eliminate our baggage, and there it stands, shining in full glory, like the sun. And there is sweetness in the laughter of all the stars. From the Little Prince.